Father, most bishop-elect of the Diocese of the Holy Trinity. Because, as we all know, they have brought this thing to pass. Never in my wildest moment did I ever think there would be such a massive outpouring of enthusiasm for the defense of Anglicanism, because I think most of us began to lose heart many years ago and think that there were just no people left who really cared. And this Congress has been a massive exhibition of the fact that there are people who really care about the Catholic and Anglican faith. Praise God. I want to urge you to offer an attention at this Mass for the lonely and isolated priests and laity. I know that Perry has said in my hearing he has gotten letters. I know that Bishop Chambers has gotten many letters from Bishop Hayden, from priests and laity. And there's been such an outpouring of anguish that it really, I sit at my desk sometimes and weep when I read these letters. We don't need to lose heart anymore, but we do need to pray for those who are lonely and isolated from us and from others who believe in the faith. And as Perry said just a few moments ago, what happens now is up to all of you. I hope especially that you will make an intention at this Mass for our Canadian brethren. I was reminded yesterday at the workshop in which I participated that they have a much more lonely and difficult task than we do. And we must pray for them fervently that God will raise up among them many, many defenders of the faith. Because it is very crucial in Canada that we have such people. And the offering, as was announced earlier this Mass, was announced to go, and by unanimous action of the Board of the Fellowship Concerned Church, was to go to the Legal Defense Fund. Many of you do not realize, I think, how many priests and congregations have been taken to court by bishops who on one hand urge reconciliation and on the other send a summons to bring them into court. I hope you will be generous. I am positive that many of you here have been touched in your hearts by the plight of these parishes. Can you believe, for example, that the four parishes in Los Angeles have spent over $75,000 in legal fees defending their civil rights under the Constitution of the State of California and the Constitution of the United States? Please be very generous. Write out a check for $25 or $50. Some of you can, I know. If you can't, give what you can. But please make it generous. If we really made an outpouring from our hearts in defense of our brethren under attack, it could pay their bills. It really could. Please be generous. I thank Perry for this time, and I ask your prayers for me because I certainly did not ask for this task. I feel utterly incapable of living up to the expectations that I know that many laity and clergy have of a bishop. And I'm not a bishop yet, so please don't genuflect when you pass me in the hall.